One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Trophies and achievements are about so much more than mere pats on the back. They also ultimately tell a story that says a lot about the modern gaming landscape. Now, trophy and achievement data is far from an exact science for a multitude of reasons, but it does nevertheless provide a pretty strong and often shocking indication of modern player trends, as this list will cement. As tough as it might be to believe some of these absolutely wild stats, the proof is very much in the dopamine-filled pudding. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video game trophy stats you won't believe. Number 10, 58% of players beat The Last of Us Part 2. It's worth pointing out from the outset that achievement data consistently indicates the vast majority of gamers don't actually complete that many of the games they buy. Look at the stats for just about any major AAA game, and you'll find the number of players who beat the final boss and roll credits is staggeringly low. Even Insomniac's first Spider-Man game, which offered up a relatively short and not particularly difficult single-player campaign, has only seen 49.3% of players reach the end. And so, with that in mind, it's legitimately quite flabbergasting that The Last of Us Part 2, an extremely polarizing sequel that's roughly 25 hours long and a brutal, miserable experience for the most part, rocks one of the highest completion rates of any AAA game this generation. At present, 58% of players have completed the story, placing it far above not only Spider-Man, but most other major first-party Sony titles, like 2018's God of War, Ghost of Tsushima, Horizon Zero Dawn, Days Gone, and plenty of other comparable AAA offerings. Even accepting that The Last of Us Part 2 released during a particularly bleak period of the pandemic, where players were encouraged to remain indoors and may have found a strange comfort in its like-minded narrative, that can't fully explain how such a disproportionate number of gamers did make it all the way to the end. Impressive isn't even the word. Number 9, 14% of players never beat God of War's opening fight. On the total opposite end of the spectrum now, we have 2018's God of War Quasi Reboot. Though a respectable 47% of players have reached the end of the game and popped the last wish trophy, what's more shocking is how many players haven't ever made it past the prologue. God of War opens with a thrilling onboarding section, where players are introduced to the game's combat and have an epic punch-up with a stranger later revealed to be the god known as Baldur. Even accepting the prologue lasts around 40 minutes, it's simple and riveting enough that you'd expect most everyone to remain glued to the controller throughout. However, the trophy that pops for completing this encounter, The Journey Begins, hasn't been unlocked by 13.7% of those who started playing the game. A head-scratchingly high figure for a game that's both so brilliant right out the gate and has such a high overall completion percentage. It's of course important to remember that God of War has been available to try for free on PlayStation Plus for a long time now, lowering the barrier of entry enough that many with little to no interest in the game might have booted it up just to see what it was like, in turn inflating the trophy data. All the same, given that almost half of the players who started the game did reach the end credits, it seems unlikely that the PS Plus release is entirely to blame. Number 8, almost 20% of Persona 5 Royal players got the Platinum. Even if it shocks you how few players actually beat games in a bare-bones sense, nobody should be surprised how few dedicate the time and effort to scooping up Platinum trophies. When even games with relatively fun and easy Platinums like Until Dawn have only been mopped up by 2.7% of players, it's reasonable to assume that considerably beefier and more demanding plats have been popped by a real fraction of this figure, right? Yet, believe it or not, Persona 5 Royal has been platinumed by 20.2% of European players and 17.7% of North Americans, effectively almost 1 in 5 of people who started playing the game. It's an impressive figure given that the game takes well over 100 hours for most players to platinum, seeming to suggest that the franchise's fans are an extremely diehard bunch. More to the point, given that Royal is an enhanced version of the original Persona 5 release, the overwhelming majority of the people buying it were already all in, and may have beaten the base game already, so they knew exactly what they were getting themselves into. Even so, such a high platinum rate for a game this huge and challenging is insane. Number 7. 16% of Minecraft players have never opened the inventory. There are few actions more basic and bog standard in any video game than opening your inventory, right? It doesn't require any skill and can usually be done with the mere press of a single button at any time. And yet, 15.9% of Minecraft players on the PS4 version have never done it, and the number goes up even higher to a laughable 17.2% on the PS3 release. Now, as ludicrous as these stats seem on paper, there is at least something approaching a logical explanation here. Given that many Minecraft players stick to the creative mode, where a conventional inventory doesn't exist, and in turn, never play survival mode where the trophy can be popped. All the same, such a large slice of Minecraft players never having tried survival mode for a few minutes and taking a quick peek at their inventory is really staggering. Number 6. Slytherin is the most popular house in Hogwarts Legacy. And now for some trophy data that provides insight into the mind of the average person playing recent mega hit Hogwarts Legacy, and the results are pretty damn surprising. Ask even the most casual Harry Potter fan which of Hogwarts' four houses is the most popular, and the overwhelming majority will tell you Gryffindor, given it's the house into which Harry himself was sorted. Yet the trophy and achievement data for Hogwarts Legacy tells a shockingly different story. The game awards an achievement early on depending on which house the player selects, and across both PlayStation and Xbox, Gryffindor is actually edged out by Slytherin. It's a genuinely unexpected statistic given that players generally opt for the more virtuous and good options in most video games, and so why would so many players opt to join the house most commonly associated with evil misdeeds? While it's fair to say that Slytherin gets an incredible amount of focus in the books and films compared to both Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw, seeing them triumph over Harry Potter's own house is genuinely shocking. Does the game's own sorting hat perhaps have an accidental bias towards Slytherin, or are players just a little bit more mischievous than we've given them credit for? As a millennial who inevitably knows that their own house is indeed Slytherin, I'm all for people ignoring the sorting hat and picking their own house.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5. 35% of Elden Ring players reached the final boss. Even if you subscribe to the belief among From Software fans that Elden Ring is the studio's easiest game to date, it still represents a biblical level of challenge to the average player. And so it's extremely impressive that a monumental 35.3% of players actually defeated the final boss and reached the climax of the game, whereupon each of its three major endings unlocks a separate trophy. More than one-third of players getting right to the final boss of a From Software game sounds ludicrous on paper compared to the similar completion stats afforded to decidedly less difficult video games. But much like the Persona 5 Royal Platinum Trophy, it's also worth remembering that From Software has a really loyal and dedicated player base who are very aware of the challenges their games present. As such, there are likely not too many players who bought the game without any awareness of its high difficulty level, placing a ceiling on the number of people who would quickly bounce off it. Basically, if you play a From Software game these days, you're almost certainly all in for the long haul, whether you reach the end or not. Number 4. Over 50% of players have never got past Sonic's Green Hill Zone. Now we come to what might actually be the most inexplicable piece of trophy data on this entire list. Trophies and achievements obviously didn't exist when Sonic the Hedgehog was first released in 1991, but when it received a digital release for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, that all changed. While it's not remotely unexpected that just 6.5% of players have nabbed the trophy for beating the game, given its punishingly old-school nature, at least compared to more forgiving modern platformers, it's absurd just how few players have even pushed past the first zone. Sonic kicks off with Green Hill Zone, the franchise's most iconic setting by far, and one which even the most casual and unskilled of Sonic players should basically be able to cruise through. And yet, among the 100,000 plus players tracked for the game on PlayStation platforms, only 44.4% of them have cleared Green Hill Zone. This is a zone which, to be clear, can be comfortably beaten by most players in around 5 minutes, yet hasn't been finished by half of the people who started playing it. Could it be that players en masse bought the game for the nostalgia-fueled fun of it, but never got back to it after quickly testing out Green Hill Zone's first level? Truly, truly baffling. Number 3. Most FIFA players haven't played a single women's match. There's no two ways about it. This one kind of stinks. The FIFA franchise finally introduced the ability to play as female football teams back in FIFA 16, and ever since has included a trophy for playing even a single women's football match. Sadly, the resulting data is pretty damn depressing, with just 20% of players playing even one women's match in FIFA 16, and that number has basically fallen further off a cliff with each new release. By FIFA 22, just 6% of players had popped the passion achievement for playing a women's international football match, and the recent EA Sports FC 24 saw this figure drop to a catastrophic 0.8%. It doesn't help at all that EA's implementation of female football in the franchise remains relatively piecemeal compared to the male side, but at the same time, the fact that their inclusion has moved the needle so little with the player base is still pretty disappointing. Number 2. 12% of Fallout 4 players have never left the vault. If you're sticking to the critical path, it'll take you about half an hour to get through Fallout 4's prologue, leave Vault 111, and head above ground into the wasteland. It's here where Fallout 4 really begins, as the game opens up and players are free to explore the irradiated post-apocalyptic expanse. And yet, a decent sliver of players are still holed up in that original vault and seemingly not terribly eager to come out. At present, 11.9% of the game's 750,000 plus tracked PS4 players, almost 90,000 people for those keeping score, haven't yet wandered out of the vault and dug into the meat of what Fallout 4 has to offer. And given that the game shipped 12 million units to retailers within its first 24 hours alone, the real-world number of vault camping players across all platforms is going to be many orders of magnitude higher. On one hand, it's great that players found so much value in the game's glorified tutorial area, but that's also a huge swath of the player base that's barely dipped their toe into the wider experience. Number 1. Almost 40% of players never killed somebody else in Hunt Showdown. Trophies and achievements can give developers extremely useful, fascinating, and perhaps perplexing data about how players are experiencing their games. And that's certainly true in the case of Hunt Showdown. The game is a PvPvE first-person shooter where players are tasked with taking down other players, and as such, one of the game's most basic trophies, Debut, is awarded for killing your first enemy hunter, that is, another human player. But almost 4 years since the game's PS4 release, and only 62.7% of players have popped the Debut trophy. That leaves 37.3% who've not killed a single human player during a game where that's the operating objective. This was even recently commented upon by the game's general manager, David Fifield, who noted the difficulty of creating a competitive experience that's also inclusive for newcomers. Reading between the lines, it seems clear that many new players quickly took their leave of Hunt Showdown after getting mowed down by fellow players a few rounds in a row. Fifield insists they're continuing to work on the issue, and hopefully the percentage of players without a single kill to their name will drop in the near future. Well, he's hoping. That's the end of our list, but let me know down in that comment section if you know about any other interesting trophy stats. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. As always, you can find me on my Twitter account at Jess McDonnell, or on my Twitch where I'm Temper Tress, and make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more great gaming lists.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.